am here in studio with Brina. Been a while since I've seen you. How are you?
Yes,
how are you,
Christine,
today?
That's the lovely Christine James.
Oh, why, thank you. You know, and whenever I hear Toll House, what's the first thing I think of?
Well, I guess cookie. You'd probably think of a cookie.
Toll House cookies, that's right. Now, you have a very interesting situation with where you live and a mini museum. And if our listeners are not familiar with it, I want you to explain it. The Toll House cookie, of course, invented here in Whitman, Massachusetts, back in, what was it, the 1930s?
Yes, early 30s.
And that was Ruth Wakefield, I believe.
Correct.
And they just had a special on that on the, I think it was the Foods That Build America. I believe that was on the History Channel. Now, there is kind of a whole little village that has grown and legacy that has grown around that cookie and the Toll House legacy. You live in a very interesting part of that, and this was a home built in 1953 for Helen Morton. Who was she?
Helen Morton was the longtime hostess at the Toll House.
Mm-hmm.
And she was from Brockton, and she used to walk up Route 14. I guess I was told, I'm relaying this history from a narrative that I got on National Cookie Day in 2013 at the Whitman Library. Actually, there was a heated contest between the Toll House cookie or the Fig Newton, which was first made in Newton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody was wanted to have their product as the state cookie, and I think chocolate chip cookies are around the world, but I'm not real sure how Fig Newtons have traveled. Probably in a different circle. It's not quite as popular.
No contest there. Well, it's interesting. So you live in the home that was built specifically for Helen Morton, and you not only live in it, it's part of a legacy that you have maintained, and the pictures that you showed me are wonderful. You have a mini museum in the breezeway. Tell me a little bit about what's in there.
Well, the home was built in 1953. I got the original, all the pedigree information from the town hall. One of the gals down in the cellar dungeon in one of the offices was really nice to do the research for me. And the house was built in 53. It is a 3-bedroom, 1-bath. And then they added on to that, they added a flat roof connector. It's like a little office area.
Mm-hmm.
And then attached to that are 2 rental units.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the Toll House Motor Lodge used to be.
And this had the Toll House Motor Lodge, and it wasn't that they were, you know, making cookies in there too, but they had a very famous visitor.
They did. It was John F. Kennedy while he was still a congressman.
Now, what would somebody like John F. Kennedy be doing in Whitman, Massachusetts?
Oh, he was conducting some business at the Whitman Town Hall. I actually found a story regarding his visit that was printed in the Whitman Hanson Express in about 2013 or so. It was kind of a follow-up to the National Cookie Day.
Now, when you say Toll House, literally, the original Toll House, it was a toll house for, I guess, on a toll road, and that was what, the old route to the Cape?
The old route to the Cape, yep. Route 18, coming out of Quincy, down through Weymouth and the South Shore, connects with Route 28, which is the old Cape Highway, way before they had any of the interstates.
Tell me about, you've got so many little bits of nostalgia and interest in this little mini museum. Let me know about what are some of your favorite pieces in there. I know one of the things is a beautiful portrait.
There's a large portrait. Actually, it's a big, big one. It's like 28 by 32, and that's of Helen Morton. That was painted. She sat for the person that she sold her home to. His name was Ralph Jacobson, S-E-N,
mm-hmm.
and he was a local artist of some local renown, and she sat for the portrait. That's a fabulous, that's like the keystone in the little mini museum. And then we have original tickets. We also have in the museum King's Castle Land.
A lot of people remember that, too.
Yeah, that was an amusement park for kids right on Route 18, only a few hundred yards up from the Toll House. And that footprint disappeared in 1996. They couldn't afford to keep it open. The insurance was too high. And now it's a little piece of a marsh that's where all the water drains, a rug store, and the footprint is Stop and Shop.
And you know what? You've got so many interesting items in there, too. One thing you also had, which I thought was cool, was one of the old original keys. Not like the little cards we pop in, but the keys that have the little if found, return to. And what is the address on that? Is it a post office box?
Yep. It's one of the plastic tags. It's a long diamond that's about twice the size of a key with a big fat link that goes to the key. So when tourists anywhere, this was an item that you'd find all over the country. And a tourist anywhere left their motel room, and it's like, oh, it was must have been expensive to cut brass keys back mm-hmm. in the day. Mm-hmm. So they put the tag on there that says, if found, drop in any mailbox, and it just has the P.O. box and the town. And those are very sought after souvenirs from any establishment.
That is so cool. Now, of course, you probably get asked this because you've had so many good memories associated with that property. Are there any Toll House ghosts floating around the house there?
I did feel a little queasy a couple of times passing by the cellar door late at night, but it's a real happy place.
Oh, that's great. So it's just, of course, memories of baking cookies. Why wouldn't it be a happy place? And I know that you said that there's a very good Facebook page called I Grew Up in Whitman, and people have actually shared some great memories of that property and some of the things that are associated with
mm-hmm.
it.
I've actually advertised on that. Toll House items, King's Castle Land items wanted. I pay top dollar, and I bought a few items, and a few people have donated items for me. I have some lovely, lovely fired ivory dishes with peacocks on them that were used to serve in the dining room. But a couple of the things that I'd like to find, which amazingly were in great supply that I haven't run across, is they had the old gold-footed, gobleted goblets.
Okay.
The old footed, faceted goblets from back in the 60s.
Oh, wow.
And they must have had hundreds of those. And I go to all the local yard sales and I look for the gold goblets. And I don't find those, nor do I find the great big 24-ounce, like the big gulp cup from King's Castle Land that you won from the arcade. I've been looking for that for a while.
Now, do you have a specific Facebook page that you post some of your comments on, where like you're looking for items, anything like that?
Oh, I put it on Craigslist or maybe like on Reddit, things like that. I had a shopping spree on eBay mm-hmm. a couple of months ago where I picked up some postcards. I have the postcards going back to 1931.
Mm-hmm.
And I put that in a frame with a photo of the Toll House. You know, it was one of the pieces of landmark memorabilia.
What is the takeaway from this? Why is this whole history and legacy of Toll House and the other properties and Helen Mortensen and King's Castle Land, why is that so important?
Well, number one, it's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, it's local. And number three, I think it's important to keep local history alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, like in Southie and St. Patty's Day and Thomas Park and Dorchester Heights, you know, if everybody forgot about Dorchester Heights and the whole connection of historically the area and pushing the British away mm-hmm. from Dorchester Heights, we'd lose a big sense of our local history. And local history, like I say, it's fascinating and it's fun. And sometimes people see a story and they're just enthralled by what's happened around them, before them.
Right, I know, and a lot of other local media is interested in you and this story because this house is actually going to be up on the market soon, you said?
Correct. It's going to be going up for sale next month.
What's going to happen if the next owner is not as interested in all this great memorabilia that you have? What will you do with that? Will you keep that or offer it as part of the property?
Well, if they're not interested in it, or say, for example, a developer comes and they want to bulldoze the house, that it is on a main street with mm-hmm. a large enough lot, they could put up a fourplex because it does have two driveways and you have to have two parking spots for every car.
Right.
So this lot will support four or five two-story duplex. In that event, all the items will go to the Whitman Town History Museum.
Oh, that's
curated by Harding Printing. By the industrial part of town.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, if people want to know more about you, about your wonderful mini museum or this property, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Well, I think probably the best way is through the Whitman, I Grew Up in Whitman page. I'll put up some fresh pictures and mention the interview so people will know what the reference is.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to share with our listeners that I didn't get a chance to ask you about today?
Oh, all these facts about me, I'm quite vain. Well, I'm excited to be here, Christine. And like I say, I hope people take interest in their local history wherever they are.
That's fantastic. And again, we'll get this whole interview up online, and people can take a look at that. And we'll pop some of these pictures up that you sent us, too. These are terrific, and we appreciate you joining us today.
Well, I appreciate you having us. And like I say, I think it's important for people to recognize history and have fun while they do it.
Absolutely.
And it's always fun to be here at WATD. Spent some years here myself working as a staffer part-time, and great to see everyone as well.
Oh, good to see you. And Brina, we appreciate you coming in today. Thanks so much.
You too.